জয় রাধা জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি গোপি জনবা গিরিবার ধারি যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা ক্ষীরাবন চারি যমুনা ক্ষীরাবন চারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় জয় গোপী জনবা গিরিবার ধারি জয় যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা ক্ষীরাবন চারি যমুনা ক্ষীরাবন চারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজকাচার্য সরস্বতী শিশিমারে শ্রী ভক্তিবিরাজ স্বামী শিবপ্রভুপদ কী নিত্যালয় বিষ্ণু বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজকাচার্য সরস্বতী শিশির মা ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী কী অনন্ত কৌটি বৈষ্ণবৃন্দ কী নামাচার্য হরিদাস ঠাকুর কী প্রেম চে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শিবৈতিকার শিবাসী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ শিশি রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুন্দ রাধাকুন্দ কী গোবিন্দী মতুরবৃন্দাবৃন্দাম কী মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপদাম কী জগন্নাথপুরী দাম কী নূরামানমৈতি দাম কী তুলসী দেবী কী ভক্তি দেবী কী গঙ্গাময় কী যমুনাময় কী সামৈত ভক্তবৃন্দ গৌরী সমদবতীস গৌরী সমদবতীস গৌরী সমদবতীস গৌরী শ্রী গুরু ইন গৌরঙ্গ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম থার্ড ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার 19 ভার্স 30 অন্যেষাং পুণ্যশ্লোকানাং Uddamaya Sangsatam Upasutya Bhaven Moda Shivat Sankasya Kempunaha Anyesham Punya Shlokanam Uddama Yasya Sangsatam Upasutya Bhaven Moda Shivat Sankasya Kempunaha Anyesham punya shlokanam Uddama yasya sangsatam Upasutya bhaven moda Shivat sankasya king punaha Anyesham of others, punyashlokanam of pious reputation, uddamayashasam, whose fame is spread everywhere, satam of the devotee, upasutya, by hearing. Bhavet, may arise, Moda, pleasure, Shivatsa Ankasya, of the Lord who bears the mark Shivatsa, Kimpunaha, what to speak of, translation, what to speak of hearing the pastimes of the Lord whose chest is marked with Shivatsa. People may take transcendental pleasure even in hearing of the works and deeds of the devotees whose fame is immortal. Purport. Doesn't like Bhagavatam, doesn't like me. Purport.
Bhagavatam literally means the pastimes of the Lord and the Lord's devotees. For example, there are pastimes of Lord Krishna and narrations of devotees like Prahlad, Dhruva, and Maharaj Ambarish. Both pastimes pertain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because the devotee's pastimes are in relation with him. The Mahabharata, for example, the history of the Pandavas and their activities is sacred because the Pandavas had a direct relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyanata Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshara Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapata Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagradatam Hagana Raghunatam Mitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Hagana Raghun Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri Panchakalpataru Vyascha Kipa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vyo Namo Namaha Napi Ticharim Charat Krona Abhatina Karo Sama Paritam Munato Jola Sam Sabakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dutika Dhamma Sandipataha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vasa Chinandana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Anyesham Punya Shlokanam Udamayasya Sangsatam Upashutya Bhaven Moda Shivat Sankasya Kim Punaha. What to speak of hearing the pastimes of the Lord whose chest is marked with the Shivatsa, people may take transcendental pleasure even in hearing of the works and deeds of the devotees whose fame is immortal. So this reminded me of several things, but finally it reminded me of a little pastime in the Henry Street, Brooklyn Temple where it may have happened at the airport, I'm not sure. But Prabhupada was lecturing, it was a temple. Evam prasana manaso bhagavad bhakti yogita bhagavad tattva vijnana mukta sangasya jayate. So there in that verse in the first canto describes evam prasana manaso bhagavad bhakti yogita bhagavad tattva vijnana. So somehow or other the Prabhupada began to speak about this verse. Actually, I one time looked this up in the archives, and there's six lectures on this verse. The one I was looking for wasn't there. It somehow didn't make it on there because it's on a video. They taped it on a video. But so it's an important verse. And in that verse describes how one becomes peaceful and happy by studying Bhagavatam and basically surrendering to the Mahabhagavata also. Evam prasanamas Bhagavat Bhakti Yogata. So somewhere in the beginning of the lecture, then Prabhupada became all of a sudden out of nowhere, and you can watch that, it's a video, and he said, so Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, you cannot realize this without relation to the Bhagavat, to the person, Bhagavat. Eka Bhagavata Baro Bhagavat. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita described, there's two types of Bhagavat, and there's the person Bhagavat, and there's also the book Bhagavat. There's the person who manifests the Bhagavatam. So when we see a great devotee, like when we saw Prabhupada, he would manifest Bhagavat. He was known as the walking Bhagavat. So without that, it's difficult to understand Bhagavatam without seeing a pure devotee, getting relation to a great devotee who's absorbed the Bhagavatam. So when Srila Prabhupada would speak, he would speak Bhagavatam. And when we read Bhagavatam, as it's mentioned here, it's pretty much entwined. Prabhupada's mentioning here Dhruva Maharaj. It might be a little difficult to relate to Dhruva Maharaj, at least when he did his pastimes of standing on one leg, for instance. And ultimately, all the devas began suffocating. I mean, I don't think most devotees don't do that time of pastime. But by when we read about it and we read his pastimes, the personality of God, it appeared to him also. And Narad Muni, who is also the great Namanyanatashahatatrapapatan Guyani Padani Kutani Chasmaran. Narad Muni describes in the first canto how his only business, he's telling Vyasadeva, is traveling around the universe. And what is he doing? He's just chanting the glories of the unlimited personality of God. Naman Anantasya. And he has no shame about it. Hatatrapa patan guyani badani kutani chasma. Tamparyatan. So he goes everywhere and he's chanting. This is the business. And he's actually the guru of Dhruva. And he's the guru of Prahlad. And there also here is mentioned Ambarish. So without that relationship of the devotee, then there are some maybe armchair philosophers or academics who would read Bhagavatam. And they won't be able to, it will be definitely beneficial, but it's difficult to absorb. They'll just have some outside licking of the bottle of honey realization, not going to have. Because it's also said here, people may take transcendental pleasure even in hearing the works and deeds of the devotees whose fame is immortal. So we had this discussion recently, I don't know, online somewhere, we were talking about this, taking pleasure. Maybe yesterday you mentioned it. Do we take pleasure? Is that selfish pleasure? No. Tashanti charamanticha, that the katyantascha, tashanti charamanti, devotees take pleasure in hearing and chanting with other devotees. And we can read, hear, chant the prayers, just like Prabhupada's disappearance is coming. So how is it the greatest misery when asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioning Ramananda Roy, Ramananda Sambhad, he said, asking him, who's the greatest capitalist? Who is this? Who is the greatest? And finally, he says, what is the greatest misery? And Ramananda Roy, what did he say? He said, I don't know any other Krishna Bhakti Virahavina Duk Nahi. Huh? Dekipa. I don't see any other further Dekipa. I don't see any other more misery than separation from the pure devotee. So in the material sense, if you ask people, what is your greatest misery? So I don't get food, probably, if you don't get food, or whatever it would be, but there wouldn't be separation with the pure devotee. But this is Ramananda Roy, intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's telling, and everything he was saying, Mahaprabhu was, at this point, yes, but go further. He rejected so many things. Finally, Gyane Prayasa Mudapashyana Manta Eva. So we want to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chintyatam Chintyatam Bhaktas Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chintyatam Chintyatam. Always think of the pastimes. This is one of the statements of one of those first verses by Kaviraj Goswami where he's telling, always think, muda, I think it's a similar word, Chintyatam Bhaktas Chaitanya Charitamritam. Guyatam, speak, Giyatam, Muda. Speak always about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. It will give great pleasure. After all, Govinda means to give pleasure to the cows, give pleasure to the senses. So it's giving us pleasure. But it's not mundane pleasure. If we're after mundane pleasure, we don't get it from Bhagavad. That we can get also in the Bhagavad. Idam Hipumsa. You were hearing about the punya shloka, the pious reputation. And Prabhupada used to say that you should become punya shloka by chanting uttama shloka, about uttama shloka. The uttama shloka means only those who are punya shloka, who are very yesham tantagatam papa jananam punya karmanam. They've given up. They have nothing to do with anything punya or pious or impious in this material world. Esam tantagatam papam. Papo tapana kuntano tanobitam. Because in this material world, everyone is pop, sinful. And the devotees, like the six Goswamis, it is said there that papo tapa, they are suffering tapa. So they're delivering. How do they do it? Govinda ganamritai, by speaking only about Govinda and the devotees. So on these Prahlad Maharaj, his pastimes are, what is he doing? He's relating with Krishna. He's the Krishna graha gahitatma naveda jagat idasha. Naveda jagat, this whole world, he couldn't understand how the world could go on. So this is the obsession of Prahlad Maharaj, these pure devotees. Naveda jagat, naveda means he didn't know jagat idasha. How did this world go on without Krishna consciousness? So ordinary living entities and the human beings, they're thinking, how will this world go on if I don't get more sense gratification? But the pure devotees are thinking like this, like Prahlad Maharaj. Naveda jagati, Krishna graha gahitatma. Krishna graha means that Krishna graha is a planet. Krishna is like, imagine getting hit by a planet or something that might shock us. So, Krishna graha gahitatma. So Ambarish is mentioned here. We hear that his pastimes, how he was protected with the Sudarshan Chakra and all the shlokas that he were describing him. Savaimana Krishna Padaravindaya. What was he doing? Only thinking of Krishna. So how can you think of Bhagavatam as different from devotees? It's not possible. Krishna Bhakta Verhavina. So this separation means separation of the Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada became angry at that lecture because he detected that there was something wrong in the mood of the temple, very dramatically. So he said, so you're chanting every day, because they had just finished chanting Guru Puja, and we know the Guru Puja song, Guru Padma Bhakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya Arana Koriya, that the Guru is full of prema, the Guru, his order, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya, whatever comes from his lotus mouth, and we take it as very carefully. Sabadana, mate, very carefully. So what Prabhupada understood was that they weren't taking it seriously. So he stopped the lecture partway through, just partway maybe, and he said, so you're chanting every day this guru. Can you chant? And he asked the devotees to chant the guru prayer. And so they knew it. 1974. He said, but you're chanting, but are you realizing? Do you know it? Do you actually realize it? That's what he said. So when this day comes, that Prabhupada's disappearance is coming, then if we're feeling separation, that means we had some attachment. One who doesn't feel attachment will not feel separation. Jayanilo Premajana Karuna Prachur, because a Prabhupada brought mercy to the material world. He had no interest, self-interest. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta saw him first time, he was paying obeisances with his friend Malik, and they hadn't even gotten up their heads off the floor, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is saying, so you're intelligent, you're English-speaking, you should take this to the Western world. And Prabhupada hadn't even spoken to him yet. Guru Mukha, Agyai, he's getting order already. Amar Agyai Guru Hoy, become guru, you should become guru. Hadn't even gotten initiated, what to speak of initiated, his head was still on the floor. So this means that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada wrote that Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachi Sutta Priyati. That Priyati means he's very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he could understand. Someone who is so pure that he could understand and see immediately, oh, these boys are ready to become guru and take this mission. So that person, who Srila Bhaktisiddhanta understood immediately, just coming in presence and gave the order. And so Prabhupada sometimes, he exhibited the different moods. So sometimes he would exhibit this mood of virya or virya ras, like he would say, not even proudly, but he would say at least one, because Caitanya Mahaprabhu said, bad bhumite hola manushya jan janma sartha kori, you should do good for others, para upakar. So he said, at least one Indian has come, because Mahaprabhu said, those born in Bharat. Bharat means actually the entire earth, whatever, but still today it's called Bharat, Varsha. Yeah, but India, let's say India. So many pious persons in India. Seva, what is it? Sahasra Saya. Rupa Goswami quotes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you can do so many punya. It's mentioned here, punya. So you may do so much punya, ganata sulabha. I forget that whole verse. Punya. You can do seva sahasraya. But even you have to take that seriously. If you want to become bhukti mukti siddhi, still that has to be taken seriously. You cannot say, oh yes, I'm just an enjoyer. You can do that, but you won't get ultimate enjoyment. Those who are doing actually properly their karmic activity, they get the benefit. It's like Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, Vidusha Sarva Siddhis. Yeah, they get the ultimate perfection, even doing bhakti. But Rupa Goswami tells us, bhakti mukti pishachi yena vartite, vinivartite. They're actually witches coming to devour us. So we're always being cautioned. Upadesh, bhakti vinod upadesh. He's giving us good advice. All the time, all our acharyas are giving good advice. Anugrahe yaha. That verse is there. Vidura is glorifying Maitreya. He's become his guru. Vidura is a great person, but Maitreya is his guru, so he's describing there. Janasya Krishna Vimokasya Daiva. You're going everywhere. Anugraha yaha bhavanti. To deliver out of mercy. Similar thing, very wonderful, is said when the sages were glorifying Sukadeva Goswami in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. They described that, was it the sages? I can't think, but Sukadeva Goswami is described there, samsarinam karunayaha purana guyam, that Sukadeva spoke out of karuna, full of mercy, karuna, gana ganatvam. We call it Mangal Arti. It's meant to be chanted three times a day, all the sandhya, tri sandhyam, but at least, hopefully, we could chant it at Mangal Arti, or at least somehow or other chant that. So the Gana, he's like the cloud spreading from the ocean of mercy. So there's not the guru, acharya mam bhajanyam navamanyita karat. Krishna says in 11th canto that this acharya, this pure spiritual master, he's non-different from myself. Don't be envious. There's so many envious persons. Oh, they're all working for this guru. They used to say like that sometimes. Those who are envious. I have many envious persons saying so many things, but you're all working and he's relaxing, enjoying. So couldn't be further from the absolute truth, really. It's just nonsense. They would say like that. It appears to them, because they would never work without, just like that king of Bengal, when Mahaprabhu came to Ramakeli, and he came there to see Rupa Sanatana, Bande Rupa Sanatana, Raghu Yagod. So in the first meeting, he came to that place, huge crowds and lakhs of people were there, and one of the king's spies came back to him and said, there's one mendic, one sadhu. We haven't seen anything like this. He just couldn't even speak. He was in so much ecstasy, even the spy. So the king could understand. Even he was such a demoniac king, but he could understand. So he asked his Hindu servant, who was at Khan, Keshav Khan, and he asked him, he said, what is this sadhu that thousands and millions of people are crowding there. And if I don't pay somebody for a day, what to speak of, a week, 2 weeks, even though he was king, he had to pay people to work. He said, they'll go away, they won't work. But these people are giving up all their activity, all their work, and they're simply taking after this Chaitanya. How is it going on? So Keshav Khan, he was worried because the king is, you know, he may be feeling a little good now because he had heard some description. And it's such a powerful description that he's feeling, you know, something, you know. So he was a little cautious. So he said, no, he's just an ordinary sadhu, who's nothing, you know. No problem, he's not doing anything. Because even the devotees who were around, the brahmanas and local, they were cautioning, can you tell this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the king is a heavy demon? He shouldn't stay in Ramakeli. And Mahaprabhu, he was so much in ecstasy, Ut Pulaka, that so many descriptions, of course, but he was in so ecstasy, they couldn't even get near him to tell him what to speak of. Tell him. Anyway, when the king's mood was like that, then, of course, he asked Sanatana Goswami, who was the chief minister, Mandalapati Shemha, that verse is there, Vande Rupa Sanatana. Sanatana Goswami, and they're described as Mandalapati, means that they're the lords of the world. Sanatana Goswami, he was a de facto ruler of Bengal. I mean, the king was the ruler, but he was always busy doing nonsense, rascaldom. Finally, he told Sanatana, he said, no, I need you here because I'm going to invade Orissa. So Sanatana Goswami, he just stopped coming to work. What was he doing? The king sent a spy because he said he was sick. He said that the man came back and said, well, I don't know if he's sick. He's studying shastras with 25, 30 brahmanas. So Sanatana Goswami, he's a great, great personality. Still, he took the association of so many great persons just to study the Bhagavad. Shrimad Bhagavatam, Puranamamalam, Yad Vaishnavanam, Priyam. Why we're relishing Bhagavatam. It says at the end, glorification of Bhagavatam. It is very dear to the Vaishnavas. Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranamalam, Amalam means pure. So one wants to become Punya just by reading Bhagavatam. You'll read all about Ambarish, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vachangsi Vaikuntha Gunana Vanane. What did he do? He fixed his mind on Krishna, Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo, and the lotus feet of Krishna. Vachangsi Vaikuntha Gunana. And he spoke only about Krishna. Vachangsi Vaikuntha Gunana. And all the verses there describe Shrimat Chalasya Rasanam Tararpite, tasting Tulsi. So there's nothing greater than getting the association of the devotees. Akshropalam Tadisha Darshanamhi. We're seeing Prabhupada here. Last week some visitors came. They were from Denmark. And the guy was asking me, we were staying in the door. He's looking at Prabhupada on Vyasan. He said, there's a man there? Is he? He doesn't know that much, but very nice. I said, no, he's there, but it's not real. He's not like he's in samadhi or something. I said, he's not in trance, but it's a statue. We have them in all our temples. So to get that association, even seeing the murti of Prabhupada, akshno palam, when the fruit of the eyes is to see such persons. Akshno palam tadasha, darshanam, to get the darshan. People would always relish. They're still relishing to get the darshan of their Guru Maharaj. So it works one way. We get the darshan, but Krishna is getting our darshan, seeing what we're doing. And the Guru is also seeing what you're doing. Parikshita, he's examining. Just like Mahaprabhu was examining Ramananda Roy in a way. He's examining Sanatana Goswami even. Sanatana Goswami is such a great person. He wasn't after his own pleasure, but when he ran along the beach, he came to lunch, to have lunch with Mahaprabhu. He felt himself so contaminated. So these are the type of person. Sanatana's Tam Prabhamashraye, Raghunath Das has written that Sanatana, glorifying that Paradukaduki Sanatana's Tam Prabhamashrayami. He's only after the benefit of others. He sees others suffering. So when we see such a person like that who is completely selfless, and some rascal is saying, oh, your guru is simply exploiting you. No, it's opposite. Hita kamyaya, he's come to give, to benefit others, that's all. Hita kamyaya. So, akshno palam tadasha darshanam hi, this is the best fruit of the eyes. And gatra sangha, it says the best use of your skin is to touch the pure devotee, whether you're massaging feet or somehow or other. And finally, what does it say? Sudurlabha Bhagavata, he looks. It's very, very sudurlabha. Sudurlabha Bhagavata, to get such a great person. So, there's two Bhagavats, Dui Bhagavata, Eko Bhagavata, Bharo Bhakti Rasa Patra. He's the recipient of bhakti, that great personality who knows the Bhagavatam. Whenever Prabhupada would speak, it was seen through the Shastra. Shastra Chakshusha. So this is, we get the association. So when we feel the separation, we're speaking this song. Jayanilo Premadana, Karuna Prachur. He was full of mercy. Not caring for anything. Getting on a boat, who knows if the boat's going to sink. Going for more than a month. Seasick, heart attacks, never mind. Obsessed. One person, Prabhupada said, has taken this order. Amaragye guru hoita. Bharat bhumite hoila manushya janma jar. Those who are born in India. So Prabhupada used to preach this verse many times. Every time he was amongst a group of Indians, he would practically always use this verse. Bharat Bhumi, you were born in India, you must, whether they were in Canada, whether they were in South Africa, wherever they might be in Malaysia, you're Indian, maybe the third generation, whatever, still, he would take like that. So by shutek shita pato, by hearing, we want to see these pastimes of Krishna. So Lord Brahma says, shutek shita to patu na, we'll do it. If we take it very seriously, not lackadaisically. So Rupa Goswami is also, he's writing his whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says there, I think the fifth, sixth verse, or seventh, and early on, one of the introductory verses, I've written this for Suhrin, my friends, his friends. Of course, he's delivering the entire universe, but still he's writing it for, especially then it says, Vishramba Mandirataya Sanatanatanur Madhisha Shya. He's hoping that, he's comparing this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to an ocean, and lying in that ocean, just like Sanatan is a name for Krishna. He's eternal. It's one of the names of Krishna. Like Mahavishnu and Narayan, he's lying and relaxing, and there's nothing to do. Natashikari. So he's hoping and praying that Sanatan Goswami, he's addressing his brother as Guru. Sanatana Mandarataya Sanatana Marisha. He'll take pleasure in this this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it, he has so many nice prayers there. Vidaba means the flaming, there's a flame in the South Arctic Ocean, and somewhere there's a story in the Shastras that there was a flame created and it was somehow put into the ocean. I'm sure there's some volcanoes there. If you go and check, the flame is there. So he's comparing the Mayavadis, the Karmis and Mayavadis to this, speaking all nonsense, that they may, even if they're very so-called elevated, they can swim in the rivers of liberation, whereas Bhaktan Makarana Shilita Mukti Narikam Namasyami, that Sanatana Goswami will bless them, that their flaming mouths will be ever silent by this ocean of bhakti. They will have nothing to say. What can they say? They're speaking Mayavadi, Karmanishta, all these persons. Mayavadi, Bhasha, Shunili, Hoi, Sarvana. One should not hear from the impersonalists. Sometimes they even comment on Bhagavatam, but they should not poke their nose. So Rupa Goswami is composing this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Much of it is based on the Bhagavatam. He has his books like Padyavali, where he describes how the glories of the devotees, Vepante Duritani, Mohamahima, that he's saying that the glories of the material illusion faint when they see the toenails of the devotees. Samvritta Bido, he's got Vaktum Nami Taveshvara Bilashate. What else can we say? Chitragupta Kriti Sanam. Even Chitragupta, who's the scribe of Yamaraj, he takes down all the sinful activity. But when he sees how pure the devotees, the great devotees are, he offers, or Lord Brahma offers, Lord Brahma offers, and Chitragupta, he faints actually in ecstasy when he sees the effulgence of the toenails from the pure devotee. And Lord Brahma, Vedas, Karot Yudhyamam, he prepares Madhuparka just to offer sweet drink to the devotees. Vaktum Nami Taveshvara Bilasite Kim Namni. He says, what else can we say about this? One who takes the holy name. Namasankirtanam Yasha Sarva Papa Panashanam. Bhagavatam, the last verse says, you, all your sinfuls. Vishwanath Chakravarti gives a wonderful example that one in the Bhaktivinoda in the commentary that just like if you cook, your main thing is you're cooking food to eat, that's all. And the firewood gets burned. So it's a side issue, but you need it. You need firewood. But that burning off all your karma, all your impious activity, that happens just automatically. It's insignificant. Just like Thakur Haridas when he was speaking to that crowd, Majumdar, and he spoke like that. This liberation and all this thing is... And that one guy, Gopal Chakravarti, became very inflamed. What do you say, this sentimental guy? He's saying like that, many yogis and gyanis are going for 100,000 lives just to get some liberation, and he's saying this is just a side product. No, I'll cut off his nose. Imagine, think Thakur Haridas, he's chanting 3 lakhs nam, Mahavidvan, he's incarnation of Lord Brahmaji, sometimes compared to Prahlad Maharaj. And this rascal is threatening to cut his nose. So this is the envy. Namartya Budya Suyaita. One should not become envious. So that example is there for us not to follow. Okay, so any comments, questions?
Story.
About Gopal Chakravarti?
Yeah.
Well, what?
Krishna Svabhav Bhakta Svabhav Aggodosh Khama Kare Krishna Svabhav Bhakta Ninda Sohite Na Pare.
That's part of that story.
Vyasa Thakur forgave him. On the third day, his nose fell off.
Even though he was forgiven.
Yeah, he forgave and he left. He went back to Advaita Acharya. So then question came, Haridasa Thakur forgave him, why he had to suffer? He said, Krishna will not let that let person go if they criticize to a devotee.
What is that?
So it is not a forgiveness of the devotee also. It is Krishna will not allow that person keep on criticizing and live a life.
What is it, Narottam song? Harishtane aparadi nahi?
No.
What's the first line? Tomastane aparadi nahi paritran. If the pure devotee is offended, he can't be delivered. Nahi paritran. Of course, sometimes, yeah, if Chaitanya Prabhu told that you go there to Shivas, to Gopal, the other Gopal, and like that he's forgiven.
This is a good logic, actually, he gave.
What?
Haristane aparade tare harina. Tomastane aparade nahi
paritran. If you're offended, you can be, if Krishna is offended, Govinda, then this is what Narottam is saying, then there's some chance, there's a chance, definite.
But you have to
chant. Yeah. But if you offend the pure devotee, Nahipara, you can't be delivered. Well, that's one verse, of course, you can if Krishna agrees. Sadhavo hridayam mahyam, sadhanam hridayam tvaham. So we have to, when Rishabhdev was speaking to his sons, that he said that tapo dibyam putarka yena satam shudyad yasmat barmasokyam anantam. You'll get unlimited pleasure by giving up, by doing this type of tapasya. Tapyanti loka tapena. Sarava hridayamai. The devotees take, the sadhus, they take voluntary misery to help, just like Prabhupada did. He took voluntary misery. Yeah, sadhavo. Okay, anything else?
So when you're talking about the king and how he was so concerned that people were following Lord Chaitanya, just giving up everything, I was thinking how Prabhupada, it was like that. That, you know, so many devotees, they gave up everything. They dropped out of college. They gave up inheritances, so many things, because Prabhupada was so effulgent. He was so charismatic, you know, so powerful. And I just heard a story recently of a pastime Prabhupada and Salochan, who's his wife is Mahodari, who's very ill in the hospital right now. And the way the story goes is that Salochan was a lifeguard, and he had a friend. This girl came up and said, "Oh, you know, I'm going to the Hare Krishna temple tonight. You want to come?" He's like, "What? No, Hare Krishna? No, never mind. Okay, I don't want to go." So she went. It just happened that Prabhupada was there. She got to meet Prabhupada. And she got to talk to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said to her, "You tell your friend Carl that he should join us." And she's like, "What? How does he even know?" Yeah, that was Salochan's name, Carl. So she went back and she said, "You know, this is what happened. You know, I went there and he said that, you know, Carl, you should," and he was like, "What?" So anyway, time goes on, he becomes a devotee, and then so much time later, he's on a beach in Miami, you know, on a walk with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada turns to him and says, "Oh, this is just like, you know, such and such a beach, the beach where he was the lifeguard, you know?" So Prabhupada's mystical power is...
Prabhupada said that he knew that guy was a lifeguard on the beach?
Well, he just said, "Yeah, this is similar to the beach. Such and such a
that
beach."
That Carl right? had been on? Yeah, I know, that's a pretty mystical story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear it from him, actually. I mean, okay. It's far out, but still want to hear. Anything else? Okay, so, all right, Haribol Jai.